Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to our new and improved show. I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and I'm here with Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350 and also of Rise. Welcome to our show, Nancy.
Well, you know, Robert, the sun shines even after some not-so-good news we got yesterday. But yes, I am Nancy, and I am from Leech Lake, and I'm always honored to hold this space and have some truthful conversation. And today with us we have Andy Pearson from Minnesota 350, our pipeline resistance team. And you and I were saying a lot of good words about him earlier today, right? Remember?
Right. Hey, but before we get Andy on, we have a special guest, and I think you set this up earlier today, but I want to bring on Winona LaDuc and of Honor the Earth. And speaking of honor, welcome, Winona. I know your time is limited, and I really would love an update in the deep north up there, Winona.
Yeah, thanks. Habuju, Nancy, again. Thanks for the visit. You know, beautiful day in the North Country, all except Enbridge. You know, the governor is, you know, kind of kept moving ahead, and looks like he's going to keep moving ahead with this project. And so Enbridge is unrolling. You know, work teams, they're full. These counties are full. Aiken County is full. Crowland County is full. Hubbard County is full of Enbridge equipment and workers. And, you know, the thing is, this is the public lands, and this is the Anishinaabe treaty lands here. And they're taking all this and all this water, and it's just tragic. And so, you know, it's really time for the public, you know, to exercise the public trust and to take care of the water and to take care of the future generations, because the governor seems to have looked aside, you know, so confusing and tragic.
Wow, it really is. Tell our audience out here how we can support you, Winona, Honor the Earth, and all the other warriors that are up there. I expect Wendy and I are going to be coming up there. I think there's a couple of politicians, I don't know if I can say, but they're going to be up there and visiting with you, Winona, and what is going on and really truly going on up there, because they are started.
Yes, they are started. And you know, so first I just want to say, Governor Walz, you know, you seem to be a much wiser man than I. You know, I don't really understand how you think it's a good idea to unfurl 4,200 workers into these northern Minnesota counties that are already poor and only have 4 ICU beds. Why in a pandemic would you unfurl those workers in our communities? You know, you must be smarter than I that you think that that's a good idea. And so on Thursday, we have a hearing on a stay. You know, the White Earth Band and the Red Lake Band of Ojibways asked the Public Utilities Commission, is who you got to ask to stay their decision to proceed with the line. You know, that is being heard on Thursday at the Public Utilities Commission. But it needs to rot most likely, you know, after that, we expect that, you know, we wish that they would do the right thing and give us a stay, because they already issued all the permits. Enbridge could just chill out, you know, for a couple of months while we get the pandemic thing, you know, kind of settled. And then maybe just we could have our day in court on if the pipeline's even necessary. You know, but it seems like, you know, call on the governor, PUC, for this stay. The health department, Jan Malcolm, you know, these are big concerns, you know. And then the WelcomeWaterProtectors.com website kind of will show you a way around. Mm-hmm. We're encouraging people to go to our public lands. And there are a lot of public land seizures taking place right now where Enbridge is there. And just witness this on your public lands. We can show you where to go. And, you know, it's a really kind of a COVID-friendly activity, because you can travel in your car, Prius or whatever you're driving, you know, up to the North Country and just see, be witness and help us protect our water. Yes. And, you know, exercise the public trust. So, yeah, encouraging people to start coming north. I'm going to be, you know, beginning another water protector tour on Friday, and I believe mm-hmm. I'll do one on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so look at our website, On Earth, or stopline3.com, and then start joining us. You know, come to the north.
Exactly. And, you know, before you go, Winona, I know somebody that you've known for many, many years has just passed yesterday, Eddie Bonet. Do you have any words?
Oh, yes. That was such a sad passage of Eddie. But the way we go, you know, he really, you know, great leader in our Madewan spiritual movement, in the Three Fires Confederacy, Red Schoolhouse, American mm-hmm. Indian Movement,
yeah.
you know, the dam at Lakuta Ray,
yeah.
you know, the Academy, the Anishinaabe Academy, and thousands of young people who he helped, you know, relearn Anishinaabe ways. So much his Meshomas books.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, what a wealth, what a wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so great honor. We hold up to our hands to you, you know, Eddie. We are sad that you are passing, but, you know, we are grateful to what you offered us.
Absolutely.
And, you know, thanks for reminding me to just say one more time the greatness of that leader who has passed, you know, and then let us all redouble our efforts to make sure we carry on his knowledge, you know.
And his work as one of the founders of American Indian Movement, and, you know, meeting Clyde Belcourt in prison in 1962 and starting that whole process that's touched us all.
Yeah. No. Those guys, like, really, you know, I was a young woman. Well, we were all young once, right?
Right.
And I remember, like, kind of the Red Schoolhouse era and, like, all those old cool cats, man, and their leadership. And, you know, really grateful to Eddie and then all them cats, you know.
Right.
So, you know, being female cats and male cats.
Exactly. Hey, so give us that site one more time before you go, Winona. It's welcome.
Welcomewaterprotectors.com. And we're just uploading some new information. But, you know, this is, the territory between Clearbrook and Floodwood. You know, that is that is area where there is no pipeline, and that area needs to be protected. You know, Enbridge, clean up your old pipes, but that area is almost all public lands. It's the 1855 treaty territory, and they shouldn't be able to give that up for a Canadian company. Thanks. You know, the water crossing on the Mississippi, you know, the Willow River, the Mississippi. I could say Mississippi several times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray with our water. You know, let us pray together. Some churches have come up, and we encourage people to come pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Supreme Court just ruled, of course, that praying can't be stopped by COVID.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
You know, we encourage you. Anyway, hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. I know you guys got a lot of people come on, and,
oh, yeah.
and thank you for the call, though, and Sister Nancy, see you later down the trail.
Peeny Giggy, we'll see you Friday.
And I'll see you on Friday. Okay.
Hey, that was Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and just an amazing person who's been at this activism for so many years. Hey, why don't we take a quick break if we can, Patrick, and we'll get Nancy back on the line. You're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Nancy, are you there?
Yeah, you guys lost me for a while, so I missed some of the conversation, but you know what, I want to share really quick. You mm-hmm. know, actually, I was really glad you caught up with Winona because I know she was really busy. So thank you, Winona, for making time for the show today. And then, you know, yesterday, us Rise Sisters, we just kind of went out and prayed for the Navy yesterday because we knew more bad news was coming. We feel there's a collusion because how everything was just set into place and how everything just in a coincidental kind of way
everything fell into place for Enbridge and the way they staged themselves. So we knew it was coming, and we thought, well, we'll just go out and pray one more time and kind of warm up our right to, you know, be treaty, you know, people and go out and exercise those treaty rights. And so we decided to go over to Prairie River over there near Grand Rapids, and there's actually staging over there too in construction and floodwood. But our purpose yesterday was just to go pray for the Navy and pray for each other and build some awareness on what's going on. And at Prairie River, why we chose that was because that's where Enbridge's largest, the largest inland spill here in the United States happened, on the Prairie River, and that feeds into the Mississippi. And that actually happened during winter. So lucky for us and Enbridge that it happened during winter, because it made, you know, the cleaning up, they could contain it and clean it up much better. But it's not always winter here in Minnesota. So, yes, when we cross under the Mississippi, that brings huge concern. So now looking forward to, you know, speaking with Winona on this morning and networking with a few other people. Feels like we're going to be strapping up our boots, Robert, and taking some field trips. So,
we talked about that. We there's a couple politicians that are going to be heading up there Friday, along with Wendy and I are going to be heading up there. And Winona's going to give us a tour. I'll be going Facebook Live because now is the time. You know, they have all these people from out of state. These were supposed to be jobs for Minnesotans. That's what all they kept on saying. And of course, we want our Minnesotans to be to have a job and have a good paying jobs. But that isn't what's happening. You see all these license plates from all over the country that are up there. And this is the beginning right now.
Right. And it's right in the middle of a pandemic, and the stresses on our, you know, county health care systems and just Indian Health Service alone, where do we go? I mean, right now they're starting to have conversations on how they're going to use these bed spaces in the hospital. So you know what? If you're not almost dying, there's probably not a space for you at the hospital, and you're going to have to, you know, take care of yourself in your own home. And, it's getting kind of scary out there, and I don't understand, you know, if we have, you know, appeals to be heard. Those are coming June and July 2021. Why would we not want to hear, you know, from the parties that are involved? If we're thinking about a 1924 executive, you know, order, government to government relationship, this is the time you give it most meaning ever, because, you know, our people, we survive on these natural resources, and this is who we are. And if our governor can't do that, you know, that public trust interest thing that Winona was talking about, who or what will ever protect, you know, our sacred things to help our culture stay alive? And we need that to be protected. And if Walsh can't find a way to protect the water for all of us, especially under treaty responsibility, again, our words fell on deaf ears, and we've done everything they've asked us, Robert. We made those phone calls, sent those emails, went to hearings, and at one point, the PUC was investigated because they received so many complaints that we felt, you know, that the process, the hearing process, was unfair, and we were discriminated at that level, at those hearings. And it was found that, yeah, there was some wrongdoing there, but again, whatever became of that? And was that another act to act like they were caring?
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
they give
us
space, but they never go anywhere with our concerns or our issues. We just,
you know,
to the wind.
People probably wonder why we're always talking about this. And there's a couple reasons why I think it's important here on AM 950 and all over Facebook Live and all over Turtle Island that we need to talk about this because of all the misinformation. I mean, I'll watch the tournaments, the high school tournaments, and they have Enbridge commercials. I'll watch PBS, TPT, and they'll have Enbridge commercials, like there's flowers and everything beautiful and hunky-dory-dory. But what we're dealing with is life and death, not only because of COVID, but especially because of COVID right now, but also because of what it's going to do to our native lands, our water, and which we share with everybody. So the misinformation is just so, so intense. And I think that's why it's important that you and I talk about this. We had Winona LaDuke on. We're going to have Andy Pearson on, and we talk about this, and we get people fired up, because I'm fired up, Nancy.
Yeah, so am I, because you're right. There's so much misleading information, and, you know, they claim to be the good neighbor, but a good neighbor wouldn't poison our water. So a good neighbor would help the next neighbor, and, you know, that's a treaty responsibility. Be good neighbors and be good stewards of the earth, and we just see the lies and the deceit on behalf of Enbridge, and we know at this point, when you really think about, especially if you were active, you know, in this case matter in Enbridge and Line 3, you're going to know by all of the instances that took place that the decision was already made even before we gave testimony or even before we showed up. It's too well orchestrated, and the way they staged themselves, and we knew it. We seen it coming, and yesterday that's what we talked about. Sure enough, and that storm permit came out, and Enbridge is the next day, well, actually they're already working, but they have the green light today.
Yes.
And during COVID.
You know, it's
really disappointing.
We're going to have Andy on in a little bit, and one of the things that she said, that he said last time we had him on, which was very interesting, and I've brought this up to many people now that have been on our shows, and one of the things is, Trump came in to here into Bemidji and spoke to the Red Hat crew and said that their pipeline will go through. Now we have a governor who's abiding to 45 to this orange person, and he is putting the line through.
Right. And, you know, in Indian country, we call that one who speaks with the forked tongue. And, yeah, it's really disheartening to hear that. You know, we did show up on that day and to remind them that we're still here. And I think, you know, with all our good work at MN350 around treaties, Robert, our work is going to mean nothing until we start asserting our tribal
treaties.
You know, sovereignty and our treaty rights. Right. You know, we got to show up and hold that kind of space, because otherwise, again, we're just talking acknowledgement. We know acknowledgement is just recognition of the problem, but it doesn't solve it. And until we agree together that we all have a responsibility to live as good neighbors and be good stewards, and what is that obligation, we're going to just be stuck in the history and continue to have these battles on trying to protect who we are and Mother Earth. And I don't know, Robert, it's been a long day.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a long day today, but, you know, networking today and just reaching out, having this conversation is like, you know, that fire is still burning, Robert, and we're not giving up. And we're just going to have to, like I said, lace up our boots and show up.
I got to get the long johns on, because, you know, one of the things that I say a lot, and then we have to really talk about it seriously now, is that my radio shows, Native Roots Radio, originally started because of all the misinformation that was happening at Standing Rock. When we, Wendy and I, would go to Standing Rock and see these things, and then they'd be reported nationally, if they were even reported. But when they were reported, they were reported incorrectly. And so we felt the need to start this radio show all over Turtle Island, and with the support of AM 950, we have been broadcasting for almost 4 years now. And well, it is 4 years, and we need to keep on letting people know. And we have a lot of allies that listen to this station and listen to our show all over Turtle Island here on Facebook Live and iTunes. And we need support. And I'm always asking, how can our allies support us Native people? Because this is everybody's water, Nance.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's some really good work at 350 taking place. And, you know, our next guest was a big part of that as well. He understands, you know, being non-Native, he has a treaty responsibility. But what we've done is we created a treaty pledge, and it's just the beginning of the good things that are yet to take place at MN350. But if you visit MN350.org /, make sure I get this right, Robert, treaty pledge, you will find this treaty pledge, and it's actually a shared history. And then we have a non-Native, you know, how they benefit from the treaties, and then we have this collective part, what we can do And then if you sign on to the pledge, you're going to receive a series of emails. And the first one's going to be an introduction email thanking them for pledging to honor the treaties. The second piece would be learning about treaties in your area. So depending on what treaty territory you live in, you might have learned about the 1854, you might learn about the 1855, but everybody should learn about all of those. And then the next email is going to be some real Minnesota history. And we start with the creation story, and then we walk our way through, you know, some of the boarding school things that happened to our people, the land grabs and all those kind of different things. So what we do know is the history is not being told correctly, and this is why they continue to discriminate us and how we become the forgotten people, because we're not a part of their history. And then the next email will be on how to take action and how to honor the treaties together. And then you're going to find ways where you can have a continued commitment to those treaties and support our Native organizations. And the good news is, too, Robert, we're working on this Native People's Campaign. But, you know, starting tomorrow, we're going to meet, and we're going to create an invite to our community leaders, to our spiritual people, and we're going to invite them in that space. Even you're invited, Robert, and we're going to help design that Native People's Campaign, because we feel it needs to be a non-colonized form of organization where, you know, we can show up spiritually and we can share our culture and teach our non-Native allies how to stand with us. We can teach our Natives about politics and what it takes to run for office. We got to learn how to play that game and get a little bit better at it. And I think we're learning really well. So there's so many good things happening. And, you know, Andy, our next guest, he's such a big part of it, and he's one of our greatest allies. And I thank him so much. Thank you, Andy.
Hey, you know what? Andy's on the line. Why don't we grab? Well, why don't we take a quick break? You're listening to formerly Rock the Boat, and we're holding space treaty style here on AM 950. We'll be right back with Andy Pearson and Nancy Bolio.
We are Alusa Nation.
Welcome everybody back to Holding Space Treaty Style here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We had Winona LaDuke on earlier, and we have my partner in crime here on Tuesdays, Nancy Bolio's on. We're going to have Andy Pearson of MN350, and we're really fired up. I just want to give a quick couple shout outs before I get to you, Nance. And one of them is I want to say hi to newly elected House Representative Heather Keeler. She's said, "You're a warrior, Nancy. And for all your work." And then I want to say hi to Bernadette, and Lorraine, and all you people that are giving us great responses. And I want to say a special shout out to Joey Peltier for sharing out the show all over Turtle Island. One thing I want to get to before we get going again is I want to really slow down here and talk a little bit about Eddie Bonet. He was one of the founders and spiritual advisors for the American Indian Movement, and he passed yesterday. As a grassroots movement in a fight to fight systematic oppression and colonial violence against Native Americans, Eddie was jailed alongside Clyde Belcourt in 1962 in the Minnesota Stillwater Prison for his activism work. Bonet and Clyde Belcourt, George Mitchell, Dennis Banks established the Concerned Indians, and in July 1968, which was eventually called the American Indian Movement. And, you know, Nancy, before I get to, I know you got a couple things to say before we get to Andy. And one of the things that American Indian Movement was famous for was called confrontational politics and confrontational protests. And so we think deep and hard and pray that Eddie goes a long way. And we also pray for his family and the American Indian Movement and all the warriors that have been taught by him, because he started the Red Schoolhouse in St. Paul that lasted 30 years. It was started in the 72 and had Native Americans and teaching their ways because of colonization and boarding schools. Our families lost a lot of our ways, our praying, our dancing, our language, and he was one of the forefront people to bring that back in education. So I just wanted to spend a couple minutes and talk about that, Nance.
Well, thanks for, you know, honoring Eddie. And, you know, many of us don't understand that some of the things that we continue to work on today, these warriors led the way. And, you know, as time marches on, we pass into, you know, the spirit world, and somebody here on Mother Earth has to continue that work. So with all due respect, we're going to hold this space and continue the good work that Eddie, Marvin, Manypenny, and all those great people that walked before us have walked on. We're going to continue that work, and it's going to take a lot of people to show up in all kinds of different ways. And so in memory of all those warriors, Robert, we're going to stand tall and continue on with the good fight. So, yeah, thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah, and you have some important information to bring up, too, before we get to Andy.
Right. Well, I have an ask here, and I'm just going to make it kind of quick, but I still have something to read, and I hope I don't take but a couple of minutes. But we all know that Biden was elected, and we got some appointments taking place. And I think, you know, what really comes to mind is that our people need to be at the table, you know, in the White House. And so we are, today we're asking our Native and our non-Native relatives to call on to your senators here in Minnesota. That would be Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, and urge them to support the nomination of Congresswoman Deb Haaland for the Secretary of Interior. We are at a point in history where change is taking place on many fronts. The U.S. government can no longer ignore treaty responsibilities to tribal nations. As Secretary of Interior, Congresswoman Haaland would have the authority over programs that relate to Native people. The Department of the Interior oversees the Bureau of Indian Education and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It would mark the first time in Native history that a Native person would be seated in the President's cabinet. Congresswoman Haaland would also have the authority over most federal public lands. That's 500 acres of surface land. Mm. And could help stop the corporate taking of these lands for fossil fuel extraction and transportation. Change like this is long overdue. We feel this appointment will not only be historic, but will also help bring justice and equality to tribal nations. As we have seen in many past administrations, corporations have more rights than tribal nations, which violates human rights and treaty responsibility. Land acknowledgments are a stepping stone to honoring broken treaty relationships. Accepting history and truth is when we begin to move forward. Taking progressive action is fundamental to reparations. Critical cabinet appointments are necessary, and now is the time to engage in meaningful and respectful government-to-government relationships. Deb Haaland will honor respectful nation-to-nation relationships and will bring our voice to the table. She will also commit herself to the preservation of tribal trust lands, natural resources, and all living things. So we are asking our listeners, our relatives, our elected officials, to make an important call and ask your Senator Amy Klobuchar or Tina Smith to support the nomination of Deb Haaland. And the number for Amy Klobuchar is 202-224-3244. Again, Amy Klobuchar, 202-224-3244. Senator Tina Smith, 202-224-5641. And just one more time with that number, 202-224-5641. So all you listeners, make that, those phone calls, and let's get Deb Haaland, you know, where she needs to be, because that brings us to the table at the federal level, and we should actually have a designated seat at the table, but unfortunately we don't, so we got to push this nomination, Robert.
That's right. You know, that was beautiful, and it would be great to have some recognition, somebody that knows what we're doing, somebody that lives the life like Deb Haaland that can support us as Native Americans. I want to get to Andy Pearson, and I just want to say a few words about Andy before we get him on. I'm pretty fired up, and I know you're fired up, and Winona was fired up, but Andy makes me fired up because of all the work that he's done for many years on these pipelines. And Andy was the first person, one of the first people I hung with when I went to Standing Rock the first time. He was up there, and we were up there with MN350, and Ho-Chunk Nation bought a bus for our youth to go up there, and I tagged along and got to really know this guy. And he's been on our radio show so many times. I think we owe him like a hoodie and a robe and things like that for being on Native Roots Radio for so many times. But Andy, welcome, and welcome to this great show we're having here right now, Holding Your Space Treaty Style.
Such a pleasure to be here. And, you know, I do have a couple T-shirts from Native Roots Radio. So, you know, I think that that's a great for now. I'm glad to be here.
Cool. Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, Andy is one of my go-to guys, and I just really appreciate all the effort he gives. And he never says he can't. And, you know, we really need our non-Native allies, just like Andy. I wish we could clone him, but I know that's not possible. But if you haven't sent him a Resist shirt, if he doesn't have a shirt that says Resist, he needs one of those, because he deserves to wear that, because he's
we just got
such
some.
A good ally. Yeah.
I've got one, but I appreciate it. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. So thank you, Andy, for all the work you do. And you might want to just share with our audience what happened yesterday and how we feel today. And looking forward, what are you thinking?
Yeah, totally. Well, thank you both so much again for having me on. And it is such a privilege to get to be here and grateful to be in this work with both of you. In so many ways. So what happened yesterday, right, of course, the three of us, right, have, and so many others have been tracking for a really long time what's been happening around this Line 3 pipeline, this big tar sands pipeline proposal that would cut through treaty territory in northern Minnesota, as well as the Mississippi headwaters, and so much else, bring a lot of climate risk to our state, all those things. And so what happened yesterday is that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, under the direction of Commissioner Laura Bishop and Governor Walz, issued the final, what's called a stormwater permit for Line 3. And what that does is it basically gives the corporation Enbridge the final green light to actually start construction on the project. And it's important to note that this is a project that's being sued many ways right now in court, including by Minnesota's own Department of Commerce, which has been in court against it on and off for about, well, the last couple of years at this point, most recently refiled in August. And what they're arguing is that the pipeline was approved illegally, that Enbridge hasn't shown that this is needed, that it meets the test under law in Minnesota to actually get the go-ahead to build. And it's not just the Department of Commerce, right? This is currently also in court with three Native Nations and a bunch of grassroots groups, as well as the DOC. And so to be quite clear about it, these legal challenges need to play out. That is the only responsible way forward here, and that's how we respect the process. And if you're Governor Walz and one of your state agencies is in court saying that this pipeline is illegal, you'd think you might want to make sure that it doesn't actually move forward to construction, that you get a stay on construction. So what we saw yesterday was this final permit approved. It was actually approved earlier than it had to be. They could have waited about another 3 weeks on it, but they approved it now. So that gives Enbridge the go-ahead. And that means that the thing we all need to be doing is asking as much as we can for a stay and, of course, supporting the people who are on the ground, who are tracking what's going on and getting ready to resist on the ground, because we know the risks with this pipeline. We know that it must not be built.
Wow.
Right. An indicator that, you know, we're talking earlier about strapping those boots up, Robert.
Yeah.
And showing up is like starting to take place now, and it's just comforting to hear all you know what happened yesterday, and
And I'm really thankful that, you know, we have people like Andy that can make sense of what's going on, because Enbridge has been so misleading through all this, through their, you know, radio advertisements, the literature they share on their Facebook page. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, the process with the PUC, that alone was unjust. And if that was unjust, how do we move forward? Because we could say the hearings, they're flawed as well. Everything about this was flawed.
Nancy, you know, one of the things that that I think about when you talk about Enbridge's advertising, right? We've all seen, I mean, how much money they're spending on advertising. It's a, I think they were the, there was one year where they were in the top 10 national ad spenders on Facebook. So they really are putting in the cash here. And a lot of what they're saying is this is the most studied pipeline in Minnesota history, which they are right about. But it's a very misleading thing to say, because most of the studies have said that it shouldn't be built, that it is dangerous, that it is not needed, that it has disproportionate adverse impact on Native people, that it has the climate impact of 50 coal plants. So actually all these studies have been done, and they've come back with so much detail about why it's bad. So, you know, it's really, it is unfortunate here, because I think what we're seeing you know, with this governor is trying to kind of move this forward. We are seeing that he is making this decision maybe more based on his sentimental attachment to a dying industry here, and actually not on the facts and the science, because, again, that points away from this project. So, unfortunately, you know, Governor Walz is ignoring the truth on this one, and it's going to be Minnesota, you know, families that would suffer if this gets built.
Yeah, exactly. It's just disheartening. But we also got to give a special shout out to Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who has gone against the governor in a two sentence statement right when this happened. So there's we have to support her. And this is the first time she's gone up against the governor in any shape or form that we know of.
Yeah, I mean, she has distanced herself from it. Like, no, go on. Yep.
No, go ahead, Andy.
Right. I was just thinking, you know, she has distanced herself from the decision here. And I think that, you know, and in addition to just her, right, we saw the resignation of a majority of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's Environmental Justice Advisory Group over the earlier decision to issue water permits. And we've seen countless elected officials, I know many of whom, you know, have been on the show, who have spoken out about it too. And so I think what you're really seeing is Walz is, you know, getting on this issue in particular, increasingly out of step with the Democratic Party. You're seeing, you know, somebody who is acting in a way that is, you know, definitively not in line with strong climate action or with an approach to justice or honoring treaty rights. And I think you're seeing some of the realization around that coming out in terms of people being more vocal about this and vocal in opposition to his choices here to move this forward.
Wow. Yeah, great. Really, really great points. Andy, I want to thank
you.
Oh, go ahead, Nancy. Oh. Go ahead.
Really quick, like, before it loses my thoughts, you know, another thing that was that took place yesterday, which is really hypocritical. And do you want to tell them what took place through the governor's office?
Oh, well, yeah, sure. It was interesting timing, right? So one thing that is good is that we're seeing this governor put together an advisory council on climate change. They had their first meeting yesterday. You know, I work on climate, right? There's a concern of all of us. And so it's encouraging to see an administration that wants to take action there. It is discouraging to see that meeting happen on the same day that the governor greenlights the largest, you know, tar sands pipeline proposal in the state, certainly one of the largest in the country, and a project that, if built, would carry more climate impact than the entire state's economy. So even if this committee, to which I wish all the luck in the world, even if they succeed spectacularly and they wipe out all of Minnesota's climate change impact, like they zero out every number, if Line 3 gets built and they zero out every other number, we are still worse off than we are today. And that's the climate impact of this one project. So, you know, I was I'm always encouraged to see good work on climate starting, and I know there's some good folks on that commission, and I am also, you know, I'm worried when it seems to come, you know, as almost a timed trade-off in some ways for approving a massive piece of unneeded fossil infrastructure. That's it's not a good look anyway, I'll put it that way. And I think one of the first actions I would hope, you know, from this advisory council on climate change would be to take a strong position against the Line 3 pipeline and make it clear that for the sake of the climate, it must not be built.
Wow. Pini Gigi, Andy, for being on. We got to take a break. We've gone a little long, but thank you so much. That's Andy Pearson of MN350, and you're here with Nancy Bolio and Robert Pilot, and we're holding space treaty style. We'll be right back.
We are a Lucid Nation.
Welcome back to Holding Space, Treaty Style, here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. I just want to give a quick shout out to, before we get going, Nancy, I want to just say a few things because I always forget at the end of the show because we're hustling and bustling. But I want to thank Winona LaDuke for being on, Andy Pearson for being on. And also tomorrow at 5, Wendy and I will be doing Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950. And then after that, we're going to have a new show on Facebook Live called Together with Heather. And that's going to be our new House Representative, Heather Keeler, is going to be doing a show. And it's going to be really interesting, Nancy. Heather's going to be doing a show with her first show is going to be with her family, her immediate family. And I can't wait to see that. And Native Roots Radio Network is producing that and supporting that. And then also, I always forget this, is I want to say Matt McNeil is up next. And Matt is one of the best radio people I've ever heard in my life. And I just love listening to his show. And he's so spot on and so talented. And I'm just glad to be part of the same AM 950 family with him, Nancy.
Well, I'm glad you invited me into this space too, because Robert, I just keep growing. And then, you know, and I just get to meet these powerhouses like Heather Keeler, and then building all this collective power. I see good things in the future, even though, you know, we're a little heartbroken now, and well, actually a little pissed off. But I think there's good work to do, and we're just going to keep building on this power. And so I'm really, you know, grateful for people stepping up and running for office, because like I mentioned before, Robert, we got to learn how to play this game of politics and learn how to play it a lot better and just keep showing up and and bringing all those relatives that hold those offices from the local to state to federal, hold space for them where they all can come together. We can join in, and that's that being inclusive and building that collective power Native style. So yeah, we're going to learn how to hold space treaty style, you know, well into the future. And I think again, and we got good work to do, Robert. We're going to cause a lot of good trouble.
Yeah, we are, and you already have, and I just want to give you a shout-out. All you people up there with you, Nancy, and all the other groups up there, you know, registered 9,000 new Native American voters, and that's something that you can always, you know, hang your hat on, but also that's really the work, and now we got to keep going. And I think that's the whole idea behind having this show, having you on Native Roots Radio, having Winona on, and having all these people that are boots on the ground and really doing it for our people. And then getting the information out, Nancy.
Right, right. And, you know, talking about getting information out, share, you know, our Facebook posts and, you know, research this pipeline and know the truth. And, you know, when we talk about lacing up your boots, right now is a perfect opportunity, and they could help by watching the line, Robert. And all you got to do is Google watchthelinemn.org, and you're going to find a way to sign up and get out there. And let's keep an eye on Enbridge. It's our legal right to make sure whatever's going on now is, well, I don't know, Robert. It's hard to say when you want to exercise your treaty rights. It's like you just want to shut the whole goddamn thing down and just
hey,
throw
no
your
sweater.
Body in front of everything. But I know, but it's just like, well, we got to show up in a good way otherwise and make sure that they are following safety protocols. And, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so we have to show up in a safe way. Small groups, keep your circle small, and show up and
perfect.
Help watch that line.
Thank you.
You know?
Hey, you're listening to Holding Space Treaty Style. Up next, Matt McNeil.